All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today on page 76. So we're beginning middle of the page. Motivitzia shlishis hamon ha'am. So remember again, just to orient ourselves a little bit. So we have been focusing on the follow-up to the chapter on Zahirus. So remember again, we'll be speaking about the need to go ahead and become Zahir, the need to go ahead and become an aware, introspective, intuitive person. And we've been speaking about how to go ahead and acquire that particular midah. So the Ramchal explained.
Is there a doctor in the house?
For sure. So we were speaking about how does one acquire this particular midah, how does one acquire this particular trait? So the Ramchal said that you could divide people into three different categories. There are what's called the Shlemi Hadas, those individuals who just seek out Shlemos, they seek out to want to be whole individuals on their own, without any other kind of motivation, they just want it. The second category, which is the category we spent most of last week speaking about, was the group of people who are motivated by a certain level of peer pressure, that if they belong to a peer group, ultimately again, of individuals who are seeking out Shlemos, they too want that same level of Shlemos. They don't want to be left out of the peer group, and they themselves don't want to look any more deficient. Now we come to the third category of people that Ramchal calls the Hamon Ha'am, the general masses. Okay, so how do you appeal to people that they should become shlem, they should become complete, they should become whole, they should acquire the midah of zehirus to the general populace? So he writes, ach ha'ara l'chol ha'amon, v'hu'at tzibur, she'inbo afilu es ha'teviya hazu mol atzman. So this hamon, this general grouping of people, these are the people who do not even feel a level of peer pressure to be better. He doesn't say, how have I self-actualized? Some people are just not introspective people. They're just not interested, meaning that they're not always questioning themselves, they're not always looking for manners of growth. It doesn't really interest him. He does not really expect anything of himself. So there are some people that it doesn't bother them that they're not actualizing their potential. It doesn't bother them that they could be more. This refers to the general populace. So a person does not really look, he doesn't have any yearnings for personal growth, he has no ambition. Bottom of page 76, last section on 76. So we'll say, I want to be clear, the Rav Kashtiel, or the Ramchal, he's not described, he's not a sinful person. This is, you know, in the eyes of the Ramchal, there's something worse than sin. What could be worse than sin? Apathy. Apathy. So a person just apathetic. I'm not sinning. I'm not doing anything wrong, and I'm going to try to avoid doing anything wrong. But I have no personal ambition to grow. I have no personal ambition to transcend myself. I have no personal ambition to be more. Just you know, I'm good. I'm good where I am. I don't want to do averus. I don't want to do negative things. But there's no ambitia. There's no ambition. Schar v'onesh mikan anu ovrim. So from here we go ahead and we transition from Chomer HaAvoda, we transition from the importance of self-work to the depth of judgment. What does this mean? Im tedaber al ha'amon al chashivus ha'protin mitzad ma'ashem usim l'ishu shalom. If you speak to the general populace about the importance of, remember last week we spoke about the idea that the details are important. Right? All the details are important. The little things we do ultimately add up. The little things we do create a composite of our personality, of who we are, of what we are. So if you speak to the general populace about the importance of details, they're not interested. They're not interested. Why? Because again, there's no ambition. There's no ambition. So if I have no ambition, I'll say it's very important to sow. You know, if a person is not interested in growth, So you could speak to them about growth until you're blue in the face. But if a person doesn't really have a desire to grow, you're not going to get through to them in any significant way. He says, "Ein lo ambitia ishiusis lios shalem im mitzvay atzmi gavala hagid kein ani asisi komashi achalti zelo ma'anyin esamon." Person doesn't have an ambition to become personally whole. Person doesn't have an ambition to allow himself to grow. And a person, you know, will say, some people, after 120, want to be able to make the statement, I did everything that was within my power to become a better person. I did everything within my power to become someone greater. The truth is, for the general populace, it just doesn't interest them. You know, so I want to be clear. What Ramchal is describing over here is not, God forbid, bad people, not, God forbid, sinful people, just people, just the general populace that's plagued by apathy. Just plagued by apathy. There's no personal ambition. There's no personal greater desire to become more. Top of 77. Kedei la'orer motivetzia. So we'll say, so the question now is, but remember, we don't throw in the towel on anyone. So how do we go ahead? How do we go ahead and motivate this third category of people to become more? So kedela ora motivitzia eitzel hamon as anachnu lo mishtamshim bechomer ha'avoda. So I can't really appeal to this group by saying how important it is to develop oneself. I can't really appeal to this group with an appeal to the chomer, to the importance of avoda, of personal work. Zelo mashiya orer lachin b'hamon an mishtamshim ba'omek hadin shezeh istragia acheres. So what is istragia? Is a strategy. So what is the strategy that we use with this third group? Hamon am omek hadin, justice or judgment. The way we appeal to the hamonam, to the general populace, is we speak to them about schar va'onesh. We speak to them about reward and punishment. We look at the depth of judgment and see how far it extends. Mul ha'amon, so it was the third section, page 77. Mul ha'amon, when speaking to the general populace, Sarach ledaber al omek hadin. We have to speak about the depth of justice. Zah shita mulam. This is what will appeal to them. Lo al ma'amad ha'ishu shalcha be'ini atzmacha o be'ini ha'shlemus el sugi acheres omek hadin. What does this mean? So again, on this, what Ramchal is saying, to this third general segment of the population, who we just have to simply describe as apathetic, not bad, not bad, chas v'shalom, not sinners, not terrible, just a shtickle apathetic. Okay? So again, to speak to them about the need to become shalim, okay, I'm fine. To say, well, all of your friends are growing, well, I'm okay, I don't need to be like everybody else. Or I could be like everybody else, which is the majority of the population who are apathetic. So how do I get through to that segment about the fact that there's a need to go ahead and try to push myself, to try to uplift myself, to become zoyer, to become shalim? Just understand there's going to be a divine reckoning for everything. For every action, there is justice. He says, din, justice, divine justice, is a very heavy topic, and Ramchal himself spends a lot of time discussing it. Kilomar, l'rov ha'anashim, ze ikir mashim ma'orer osam. We'll say, for most people, what motivates them to act is the knowledge that there will be divine judgment and justice. Tevias ha'din, sarach levare ma ze din. What is this din that we refer to? So din, perusho, So we know the world in its entirety is built upon the principle of justice. Dugma, very simple idea. So we'll say, what happens? If you put your hand inside of the fire, what happens? What happens? You're going to get burned. Ein viturim. We'll say, there's no vitur. Ein viturim means vesu. There is no one who escapes that reality. If I put my hand in the fire, I will get burned. Asher be'emes ro'i lehizdazeh ulizcharei tomit. A person really should always be nervous and always be frightened. Ki mi ya'amod biyomadin. Because Rabbi says, who among us is really able to stand up to divine justice? Umi yitzdak lifnei boro, who could ultimately be vindicated or be made righteous in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basha hashkafasam medakdekes al kol davar katan ogadol. Because most of the Ribbono Shalom is medakdek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful with every, he judges every single action, big or small. V'chein omer rabbasin zechoron lebracha, so to the rabbi said, umagid la'adam masecho, that after 120, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a person, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews a person, all of his conversations. What does that mean? Afilu sicha kalab shebein ish li'ishto, magidin lo b'shas adin. It was like even small talk, small intimate talk, that happens between a husband and wife, even in the most intimate of moments. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews that with us after 120. O Damru, furthermore, again it was said, Usavivav nishara ma'od malamid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im chasidav kichot asara. Ribo Shalom, again, is medaktik, is careful with the righteous, like a hair's breadth. So both said the idea that Ramchal is saying over here is, so what is the motivation? What is the motivation to better ourselves? What is the motivation ultimately, again, to become Zohir, to become Shalim? What is the motivation to this third group of the population who are just apathetic? We're just apathetic. What is the motivation for them? The motivation for them is Din. This is a very, we're going to talk much more about this, but this is a very overwhelming reality. The idea that after 120, there is judgment and there is justice for everything. There is no such thing, you know, the Gemara says, Kala Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron, Yivatron Me'osa. Whoever says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatron, that he just kind of forgoes and forgives everything. Ah, don't worry about it. Let his inside spill out, literally, Chazal said. What's the idea? The idea over here is that there is din, there's justice and there's judgment for everything, big and small. It's a huge, huge, overwhelming idea. So says Ramchal, the way to motivate that last group, is to understand that I have to be careful with my actions. Why? Because it was like after 120, there is an accounting for everything. Even the sicha kala shebein ish li ishto, even the pillow talk, right? Even the talk that occurs in the most intimate of moments, there's an accounting for that as well. If I realize that every single action, big and small, there is an accounting for it, then at the end of the day, hopefully, that'll force me, that'll push me to go ahead and analyze and look at how I live, what I do, and how I act. Well, so we'll stop over here for today. Again, we're not finished. We're going to spend a significant amount of time on this, on the concept of din, but we'll pick up a minute to show on the top of 78 tomorrow.
So the question is that a doctor, he wants us to be a doctor.
Correct. Well, see, the great corollary to this is, Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't the Vatron, but he is, meaning that's tshuva. But the truth is, tshuva is not looked at through the lens of Vatronos. Because tshuva is looked at through the lens of earned forgiveness. So when I say I have to stand in for everything, but I also have tshuva. So tshuva gives me the ability to undo, to redo, to do all these different things. If I just think that I'm going to do something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a Vatron without me doing anything, that's a flawed conception.